Back home and to the Northern Territory, where Aboriginal traditional owners fear their sacred sites and waterways are under threat from gas fracking, which is restarting in the Beetaloo Basin this dry season. It had been shut down during the wet season and pandemic lockdowns. Both the federal and Northern Territory budgets contained hundreds of millions of dollars to speed up exploration in the basin, which the Morrison government considers crucial to its gas-fired recovery plan. Jane Barton prepared this report.
Some of those communities are affected by not only Origin, you've got Santos, you've got
Imperial.
Traditional owners dismayed by seeing hundreds of millions more dollars being committed in the federal and NT budgets to developing gas fields in the Beetaloo Basin met in Darwin to try to strategise about how to counter what they see as a juggernaut. Janet Gregory's country is in the middle of the Beetaloo, 7 hours' drive south of Darwin.
I feel disgusted. I feel really sad that we are fighting a giant that's not listening.
The federal budget allocated $220 million to the Beetaloo from a national pool of more than $1 billion for gas development. Traditional owners, including Johnny Wilson, are particularly worried about $50 million to speed up the drilling of Beetaloo test wells.
We have a lot of sacred sites on the area, and what's been happening, for example, the Dugan Caves up in the WA and the Kimberley, what's to stop them from ruining our sacred sites here?
An NT government review obtained by the Protect Country Alliance anti-fracking group under Freedom of Information laws shows the NT's Sacred Sites Authority also has concerns. The authority said government assessments generally don't provide enough detail about the amount of water to be used and wastewater discharge, which have the propensity for significant impacts on sacred sites. Graham Sawyer from the Protect Country Alliance.
So that's one of the problems, and to think that they're going to try and do all this work without a proper process around environmental risks is a real concern of ours.
He's calling for large exploration projects to be put through a public environmental impact statement process instead of just being signed off by the NT Environment Minister Eva Lawler, particularly a proposal by Empire Energy to build and frack 7 exploration wells just west of Borroloola near a sacred mermaid dreaming site.
There's a whole bunch of concerns in there that just haven't properly been thought through, and this is part of the problem with the government's trying to rush the stuff when they haven't done the science first.
Empire Energy declined an interview. The Environment Minister's office says the project could require a full EIS if significant potential impacts are identified. The head of the gas industry representative body, Andrew McConville, is offering reassurance sacred sites and aquifers will be protected.
I think that we can have every confidence in the process that the government has put in place and the commitment that the industry has to meet those requirements.
Johnny Wilson says many Aboriginal people have already weighed up the risks.
We want to create a voice that can be heard to say, no, we don't want fracking. We don't want any wells on our country. Leave us alone.
Beetaloo Basin traditional owner Johnny Wilson talking there to Jane Barden.